JD Talking Sports. It is Thursday, February 25th, 2021. My friend LG said to me, she said, JD, how come it's not I know it's JD Talking Sports, but it's not a lot of JD Talking Tennis. And I said to her, you got a point there. So over the weekend, her and her sister competed in an over 40 tournament, and I want to get this right. It is called, let me get this right, it is Kiowa Island, which is 25 miles, east. I'm bad with longitude, all that crap. But basically, it is an island, you know, it's a private island with golf, tennis, all that stuff. So her sister plays tennis about 5 days a week. LG hadn't played in about 6 months, but they beat another team, and it's played under a, what the hell is this called? Oh, the Racket War sponsors it. That's a company down there, and they compete, I guess, I don't know. But they were playing some tennis, and she said, I didn't call her out. They won their match on Saturday, and it's done in a waterfall format so that you play two matches to determine place for the remainder of the weekend. So I guess they did well. I was trying to get more information out of her. She just said that. So all I know is that she won one tournament. When she listens to this, I'll get her on or something, or maybe she'll just give me a better, more specificity of what she did over the tournament. But I wanted to get that all out there and say that JD Talking Sports, drop the G on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook. I'm everywhere. Omnivorous. You remember that in The Simpsons where Homer says, God's everywhere. He's omnivorous, omnivorous. You know, but he said it and it worked for him. And Florida Sportsman will do one of these, but Florida Sportsman needs a makeover. When you see him on this, he needs a makeover. The dude, he's got long hair and a beard, and it's not working. It's not working on any level. He knows it. I know it. We have to talk about this in the future. But he wants to get on. Ari wants to talk some hockey. Big last night. Now, Ari's brother played high school hockey up in Westchester with one Trevor Zegras. I want to get his name right. He was the ninth overall pick in the 2019 draft. He won a gold in the U.S. With the U.S., they beat Canada in the U.S. Junior World Championships just a couple months ago. He started out in the minors, and he was brought up. He had his first assist last night. The Ducks were up 3-0 on the Coyotes. They ended up losing in a shootout, and Trevor had a shootout goal, a very nice goal, might I add. So he had his first NHL point last night, and he scored a goal in the shootout, but they ended up losing the Coyotes in a game they shouldn't have lost. We listened to it, so Ari's dad got the NHL package for all the games so they could watch all of Trevor's game, and Michigan went on TV last night. He said, let's get it too. That's what we did, and we listened to Fox Sports Arizona, and their announcers, which I got to check on, were freaking awesome. They gave him a goal, and he goes, they were all picking flowers. That's what he said. But it was really cool to see Trevor play number 46 on Anaheim Ducks. He's not even 20 until March. Let me get this right. March 20th. So he's not even 20 yet. But promising future for him. I'm very, very excited about this. Ecstatic is more the word. Yeah, I am very excited about this. Pretty freaking cool, right? I mean, that's what you do. You play hockey to freaking, you know, you get to the game. To get to the main enchilada. Yeah, I know. I'm doing Instagram Live again, seeing if any followers want to join the video. Of course they don't. Michigan was saying, do I talk to the people that are on, or do I keep doing my show? I do keep doing my show. It's not really about that. It's about building an audience. This is show number 778 of my podcast. I don't do seasons. I just do numbers. And we just keep grinding along. Now, Mel Kiper was on today, talking about, you know, guys coming into the pros with anticipation, with the passing and all that stuff. And Justin Herbert, you know, they're talking about his anticipation. And I watched a great, it was an NFL films, it was Bruce Arians. And when he was a quarterback's coach for Peyton Manning. And he told Peyton Manning, what wasn't open in college is open in the pros. That's how small the window you have. And that's what these guys have to understand, that they have to be able to get it in that window. And I read an article today about Russell Wilson where they said he's kind of been a little bit, there was a time back, 2014, when Richard Sherman intercepted him and threw the ball back at Russell Wilson. And they've really kind of coddled. That's a word they used with Russell Wilson. And the thing with Pete Carroll is, Pete Carroll's offense is to run the ball efficiently, don't turn the ball over, get first downs, hold the clock, and just keep the ball away from the other team. Where the first half of the season, Russell, they were slinging the ball, they were doing great, and then everything went to shit the second half, and they lost in the wild card game this year. So, very interesting where he might want out, because he it's very important, his legacy. He still doesn't have an MVP trophy. You know, he looks at a guy like Drew Brees, who has all the passing records. He never got an MVP either, but he's looking at Brady and all them, and he should have won a second ring if they would have ran the goddamn ball. So they went against the philosophy which Pete Carroll talked about, which was run first and more conservative approach. And instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch, they passed the ball, Malcolm Butler, and that was actually one of his seven rings for Tom Brady. A gift, I would say. I would say that should not have been a Super Bowl win for the Pats, but the better coach, Bill Belichick, beat Pete Carroll, who also choked against Hal's Texas team and didn't get the win. Well, I definitely think that Vince Young was the best player in football. Is probably one of the greatest college football players of all time, because that was a powerhouse USC team. And Vince Young single-handedly led the Longhorns to the win. And they're talking about these guys with anticipation. All these, you know, they're talking about Justin Fields. So very interesting that Mel Kiper has the Jets trading the second pick down to the fourth to get Kyle Pitts, because he feels, and I guess this is what, he's only 23, Sam Darnold, so why not give him a shot to see what he can do when he actually has some weapons? So you take Kyle Pitts fourth, you trade the draft pick. Mel Kiper says the Falcons have to think about the future, because you have Matt Ryan, who's 36, and they're going to go after Zach Wilson. The Jets would take fourth Pitts, and then I saw that the Niners would do a huge trade at 7 to get Justin Fields and Garoppolo. So you thought maybe Garoppolo would go to the Pats, but the Pats are actually going to take Trey Lance from North Dakota State. That's what Mel Kiper says. And that after the 8th pick, that Carolina's going to take Mac Jones. I don't think Mac Jones is the 8th pick in the draft, but that's what he had. And I saw that the Giants at 14 will get Harris's pick, Jalen Waddle, who is a phenomenal wide receiver. And I forget who went. Yeah, there was a bunch of, it was, yeah, all these picks. You know, there's going to be so many goddamn mock drafts, but they're talking about anticipation. Now, remember that Tom Brady went 199th overall. Remember that Russell Wilson went in 75th pick overall. Remember that when Justin Herbert was talked about, that can he really control a huddle? Can he really lead a team? Can he be the guy to take the guys to, you know, can he be a leader and everything in the huddle? Prove that. Had a phenomenal rookie year. Josh Allen, coming out of college, they were concerned, you know, the competition level, was he really ready to play in the league? And yeah, he had some bumps along the way, but I'll tell you, he had a phenomenal season. Great season. Deshaun Watson, they were talking about, can he, you know, play in the post? Dude, he beat a great Alabama team. You've got Nick Saban going into his 15th year in Alabama, which is blows my 15th year at Alabama. And he keeps losing assistants, brings assistants in, and he just keeps, everything keeps just flowing along like that, which is just blows my mind in a way. And, you know, you hear about all these guys and Justin Fields. These guys played a great competition. And you got to see what's going to happen. You know, Mitch Trubisky is the only quarterback since 1970 drafted, I think it was, what I see, drafted in the first round who hasn't thrown a pick six since 1970. He's the only quarterback who hasn't thrown a pick six. So everything else he doesn't do great, but he hasn't thrown a pick six, which is good. He UNC grad. That's another guy. Was he ready? And they also feel that Kyle Shanahan can bring the best out of Justin Fields. That's what Mel Kiper says. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. But very interesting, you know, with the draft. And Kyle Trask is going to fall to somebody. And Florida Sportsman will be happy to hear where he goes. And if he gets with a good coach, anything's possible, right? Because everybody needs a quarterback. You could, even a team that says they don't need a quarterback, you never know. A guy goes down, you're done for the year. Garoppolo went down. They really didn't have a great, reliable backup. You need somebody to back up that guy. You need somebody to come in and get the job done. Yeah, I know. I'm a little revved up today. I just picked up I got the stitches out of my chest for the, it's just a cyst. It is not cancerous, which is good. And it's still a little raw in there. But she said, I can work out. But she said it's going to take like 6 weeks to heal. But she said it could stretch with the working out. I said, I don't care. I don't care if the scar's bigger. I don't really care. Hair's going to grow over it. Who cares? She said, I can work out. I listened to what she said. But I'm not taking another 4 weeks off of lifting, not lifting weights and doing everything. I'm going to go bonkers. I'm going bonkers already. So that's not going to happen. No, I'm not doing it. Not at all. The Nets. So Kobe Bryant, that's who Kyrie Irving wants to be the logo of the NFL. Jerry West has been in forever. I feel like the MVP trophy could be the something. Name something after the logo of the league. I guess we'll see. And so this is KD, Kyrie, James Harden, and Joe Harris are averaging combined 96.5 points per game. They're almost, the five of them are averaging almost 100 points a game. And KD's out. And they're, who are they playing tonight? I think they're playing, I think they're playing tonight. Are they playing Golden State tonight? No. So I was trying to check. Yeah, Sacramento is playing the Knicks tonight. Yankees are playing Sunday, the 28th. Can you believe it's March 1st on Monday? And the, yeah, Brooklyn's hosting Orlando tonight at 7:30. And Brooklyn is hot, hot, hot right now. We're going to see how that works out. But 96.5 points per game for those guys. And with 19 of the 37 first half games on national TV, the Nets will jump to 20 of their final more games on national TV than not in the second half. They're going to be part of a doubleheader March 11th against the Celtics. The Celtics are not playing good ball right now. And the people are saying, should they get rid of Brad Stevens? No. No. And so they said, should some of the blame go toward Danny Ainge? I'm not averse to saying that. But I think you have a lot of Tatum. Jason Tatum is a hell of a basketball player. Jaylen Brown is out. They've lost, I think, 8 of the last 9 to teams under 500, not playing great ball. So the Nets brought Tyler Cook, who played college ball at Iowa, to attend a con. Now listen to this. So WNBA players make like $90,000, $95,000. I was telling Michigan this last night. He's making on a 10-day contract about $99,000. He's 6'8", 255. He was undrafted in 2019. In 8 games for Iowa this year, he's averaging over 20 points, 60% shooting, and grabbed 10 boards and handed out 4 assists. He was 7th in the league in scoring and beat the Long Island Nets the other night at 31. They're 11-2. Against teams over 500 this year, the Nets. KD has sat out 5 straight games due to a hamstring injury. They're on, I think, 7 in a row. Then you have Utah, 26-6. They set a record with 50 three-pointers made the last 2 games. 50. They're 26-6. Best record. They beat the Lakers last night, 114-89. They blew them out. Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. First team in NBA history with 20 double-digit wins in a 24-game span. Let that 20 double-digit wins in a 24-game span. That's pretty crazy. That is really 11 games with 20-plus three-pointers made. Only 2 teams in NBA history have recorded more such games in a full season. 11. 2 teams in a full season. They have 11 this season. Well, you know, everybody's shooting the 3. Easiest remaining strength of schedule in the NBA as of today. Listen, they're getting the job done. Donovan Mitchell, Spider Mitchell playing a great basketball. And as I said, the Celtics are now 9th place in the East, sitting 2 games under 500, going 3-7 in the last 10 games. And the last week of the regular season is left open because they want to determine who gets to promote games, to determine who gets to play in the play-in games. That's per league source. Yeah, I mean, listen, it worked in the bubble, makes the end of the season more interesting, the play-in games and everything. It's like the first 4 in the NCAA tournament. I like it. Anything to keep the energy going. I'm for it. Yeah, I'm cool with it. And, you know, you can't cry over spilt milk. You can't cry over what you know, if you've, it's different if you've had it and lost it or never, as opposed to never having it. But the Nets had Jared Allen. So in the 5 games since Andre Drummond's been away from the Cavs, 19 points a game, 14 rebounds a game, and 2 blocks a game, and shooting 70% from the floor. Hey, you got Harden. You had to give up some stuff to get Harden. You had to do it. You had to get your big 3. Is it going to come and bite him in the ass? Yes, it could. Right now, I don't think so. But it will. Jared Allen's a damn good player. He was great on the team. I loved his fro. I just loved his game. Right, Texas? Didn't Jared Allen go to Texas? Yes. Hook 'em horns. Hook 'em horns. Yeah. And the Lakers have a 4-game losing streak last season also, and they won the title. So let's not get crazy about that. The All-Star game is still 11 days away, 10 days away. So Devin Booker is now playing in the game, and they were talking. Mark Stern on New York Times said that, you know, Mike Conley and DeMar DeRozan were strong candidates. I think Devin Booker definitely, especially on a great team this year where Utah already has two guys in. They should have had probably three guys in. And San Antonio, DeRozan's having a good season. I won't knock him, whatever. And Zion Williamson could be in the dunk contest. That will be at halftime. Did not rule out participating, which is something that LeBron has never done. LeBron has never competed in a dunk contest. So it'd be kind of cool to see him in it. Will that happen? I don't know. I just don't know. And last night, so UNC was complaining that they didn't have a lot of home games. So they scheduled a home game against Marquette. And Wojciechowski, isn't that the coach of Marquette? Right? Wojciechowski, yeah. I hated him as a player. I loathed him. You know, always slam the floor like this. He's like in his pose, like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Always drove me crazy. Yeah, never a fan. And they came in the game 10-12. Well, UNC got blown out. They were down by 19. They lost 83-70. They have played 226 non-conference games at the Smith Center. It was just the seventh time the Tar Heels have lost by 10+. It was an ugly loss. And that's what Gary Parrish writes for CBS. He said it has nothing to do with UNC's ability to beat Marquette in late February. The question is this: why add something, which is true, to your schedule at this point that can't help your resume but can definitely damage it? And that's what it did. You get an extra game, but they came out flat. This, they beat freaking Louisville by 45 points. They put up 99. And Marquette comes into the building and they get blown out of the water? No. No, it cannot happen. It can't happen. Bad, man. Bad. Very bad. Very bad. Yeah. 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 Seton Hall lost to a bad Butler team last night. North Carolina, bad loss. And then Indiana lost to Rutgers. And I was asking this guy, Jeff Goodman, of course, they never answer you. But a fan of the team, he feels if Rutgers plays the way they should play, the rest of the way they should get in. But Rutgers is now 13-9. But that's the thing. I was looking at the whole top 25. There is a lot. Once you get past the first couple, everybody has six losses. There is a lot of five, six loss teams in the top 25, and that's the way it is right now. And I guess we're going to see. You know, Hoosiers are now, Hoosiers suck. They got to host Michigan. They're at Michigan State, and they're at Purdue. They don't deserve to be in. I'm sorry. When you're on the bubble like that, Indiana hasn't shown me shit all season. They lost to Rutgers. Rutgers is a much better team than Indiana. Indiana, to me, is garbage. Just garbage. And how about Arkansas? Arkansas, Eric Musselman went from Nevada to Arkansas. They've reeled off eight of the last nine after they blew out Alabama last night. And their eight straight conference wins is tied for the team's longest SEC winning streak over the last 20 seasons. Hey, they won, you know, 40 minutes of hell with Noah Richardson. You remember Bill Clinton was a big Hogs fan back then. And we're going to, so the selection show will be on March 14th for the men at 6, the next day at 7 for the women. There'll be 31, usually 32, but I guess 31, oh, Ivy League is not. No Ivy League this year, yes. 31 conference championship winning teams, both men and women's, are granted on automatic berth. The remaining 33 spots for the women and 37 for the men. And that's what they'll do from there. That's why. Yeah, that's. I was like, what? Wait, I'm missing something here. What am I missing? Oh, that's what I'm missing. No Ivy League. And she believes Cup. Say that 15 times fast. USA beat Argentina 6-0 last night. Opening the score was Megan Rapinoe, who became the tournament's all-time leading scorer. And Alex Morgan, who just gave birth to her baby, she had a Charlie in May, said, I just want to be an example. Is Charlie boy or girl? I don't know. She said, you could still be a mom and I still could be top of your game. I want to continue to show that. And tonight was the first step. I think Charlie's a boy, but I'm not 100. I got to check on that. And how about Lady Gaga? Her dog walker in LA is carrying her freaking French bulldogs and gets shot and is in grave condition. They're fucking dogs. What are you doing? Are you crazy? People are nuts, man. And I know Michigan's not going to like this, but Chris Kreider is the first Ranger player to record a hat trick in a game. The Rangers did not win since Brendan Shanahan scored three times in a 7-4 loss to the Islanders at MSG on December 3rd, 2006. Viktor Kozlov scored four goals for the Isles in that 2006 matchup. They lost last night 4-3 to the Flyers. And I thought they were going to come back. I really did. But Chris Kreider, nice game. And the women's professional, women's hockey professional, what is it called? The Professional Women's Hockey Players Association. Yeah, say that. Professional Women's Hockey Players Association has a big weekend. They have the 2021 Dream Gap Tour with a primetime game between the Team New Hampshire and Team Minnesota New Jersey before Sunday's big game at MSG. The NHL Network is going to show that game Sunday night at 8 p.m., so I know Michigan's going to probably, well, Michigan, yeah, yeah. With play calling from the Professional Women's Hockey Players Association. It's too many letters. We gotta make that a little smaller. Blake Bolden, a leading force in the drive for diversity in hockey. I guess we'll see what's going to happen. So that's another exciting thing. And Brett Gardner says, he was thinking about retiring. He says, I'm going to accept whatever they want. And, you know, and Domingo Herman, I read more stuff about him yesterday. And he really kind of said him and his girlfriend are working on this. And he really didn't want to talk about it. Dude, you hit your girlfriend. You got to, fess up. The players have said you're on thin fucking ice. Keep your shit together and let's see what happens this season. But I love that Gardner signed. He could have retired. He'd do whatever the team wants. And that's the kind of guy you want on the team. And I was like, all right, works for me. I thought that was pretty freaking good. I thought I had something else here. Wilson, his agent said he hasn't demanded a trade, but would consider Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears if deal was in play. That's per Adam Schefter, yeah. Emma Watson could be stepping away from acting. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, okay, we shall see. Dan Orlovsky thinks that Trevor Lawrence is Peyton Manning, Matthew Stafford, and Andrew Luck kind of balled up into one. And I think that's kind of a... Now, Andrew Luck was a good player, but you got to put Peyton on a different pedestal. And I'm sorry, you can't... Yeah, I don't think so. There's only one Peyton. And that's it, too. When Peyton came out with him and Ryan Leaf, it was like this. You didn't know which guy who was... You know, you thought, oh, you know, who's going to... who's? And they thought Ryan Leaf had more goddamn talent. But, you know, maturity is a big part of the conversation, and he did not have any of that. And he's been a shit show ever since. Yeah. And Watt supposedly might want $16 million a season. That's what I read also. I don't know. I guess we'll see how that... Yeah. Wilson hasn't demanded a trade, but he's interested in other teams. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. And I saw something with... Tariq Cohen is already hitting up both Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson on Twitter. Yeah, I agree. So wait, what is this? I just saw this now. So conference can replace their champion if it drops out. Four extra at-large bids will be ranked. At-larges will be ranked as subs for any at-large teams that drop out between the bracket reveal and the tournament. No replacement once this tournament starts. No reseeding or re-bracking. Okay, Division I Men's Basketball Committee adopts policy for replacing teams that are forced to withdraw from the tournament. Okay, so I guess they reseed teams or someone else comes in. I mean, it could happen. Could happen. Games are being dropped left and right, so I guess we'll see how that all works out. But, you know, time will tell on that front. Yeah, Denver frees up 11 point. Yeah, guys are going to start. Jarrell Casey, they got to lower that cap. Got to lower that cap. So guys are going to be dropping like flies. It's going to definitely be happening. Yeah, I like Jalen Waddle going to the Jets. I like Kyle Pitts. I love Kyle Pitts. Florida Sportsman loves Kyle Pitts. And this weekend, men's lacrosse is playing High Point, the men. The women are playing Duke and Vanderbilt. Baseball is playing Virginia over a weekend. And softball is playing Troy, Alabama, and Memphis. So Troy, wow, busy weekend. So if you pick all four to win, you get a BOGO sub at Jersey Mike's, which I have no effing clue what a BOGO sub is. But I thought that was kind of cool that if you pick all four, that's what you get. And Russ is opening a school called Why Not Academy for Middle High Schoolers in L.A. He's a SoCal native. I say do it. I like that. I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, and this is great. So Garnett was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and he saw Jordan. And Jordan had a guy with him that had teed up a freaking play where Jordan smoked Garnett. Like, to show him, like, he didn't want his butt and right there. And he's like, what? And he was like, he goes, I never talk trash to Jordan after that. Like, he had a queued up right there to show him, like, dude, you've been served. But I thought that Kevin Garnett said after that, never talk trash to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had like material lined up. Like he walked around like, if anybody, don't mess with me. If you mess with me, bad things are going to happen. Very bad things. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. And Lowry is would like to be in his hometown of Philadelphia and could be moved before the deadline. Really? All right. And I think the guys are going to go. Ohio State is going to play Oregon this September. And I think they're doing a new policy on tickets and everything because, you know, they got to bring more revenue in. I mean, you know, they're only making a, you know, they lost some money with the pandemic and, you know, nobody saved enough money. They got to bring back all those millions, hundreds of millions of dollars back. Well, 100 million, right? Bring back, yeah, a lot of money. So they're going to play Oregon September 11th, but they might not return. They said the cancellation is up in the air, which I don't understand. I think it's good to have strength of schedule. And Pete Carroll, so he was very, he took pride that the 1 point going 95 consecutive games of Seahawks without losing by 10 points or more, the longest streak in the league history by 21 games. They only won one ring, dude. With that great team, they should have won more. One ring. That's all they got. They all they got. And Leonard Williams and the Giants are far, far apart. He had a great season. He made, what did he make, $15 million last year? I don't know what the hell he was. A long-term deal ahead of the franchise tag deadline. I guess he's going to franchise tag. That's what he'll do. Put up another great season and then get that guaranteed money for one season. Again, I talked about Utah. So Utah had 28 against Charlotte and 22 against the Lakers. 50, record 50 in two straight games. Pretty freaking awesome. 50 made three-pointers in the last two games. That's pretty awesome. LeBron had 19 points. Yeah, I was looking up Cook, where he went to school. Iowa. Because I didn't know where he went to school. And this is the longest stretch without a repeat World Series champion. That's the longest in any, in Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, or NHL. There hasn't been a repeat champion since 2000. Isn't that crazy? Think about that. No repeat champions since 2000. Can it be the Dodgers this year? I don't think so. I don't think so. And Alabama is 2.5 games ahead of Arkansas, even after the loss in the SEC. Then LSU, Florida, 12-6, 8-5. They'll make the tournament. They lost 81-66 at Arkansas. So Alabama was 6th, and Arkansas was 20th. So Arkansas, but I'm talking 5-6, everybody, a lot of losses. A lot of losses. All right. I want to do a quick show. That's what I wanted to do today. Wanted to talk about some sports, do a little trivia. Okay, trivia question from last show. Best 8-game start to a coaching career in Nets franchise history. Lawrence Frank took over in midseason from Byron Scott, 2003-2004, started 8-0. PJ Carlissimo took over in midseason in 2012-2013, went 7-1. And Jacques Vaughn took over midseason in 2019 and went 6-2. So Lawrence Frank had the best start in Nets franchise history. Okay, I think Michigan knows this trivia question. Most saves in an NHL playoff game. Today's trivia question. Most saves in an NFL playoff game. NHL playoff game. NHL playoff game. I want to send my love to Mrs. S, Mom and Dad, Michigan. I want to thank Rhonda, Florida Sportsman's on here, Michigan. Sending my best out to everybody. Izzy's dad's coming to town today. That's awesome. I got stitches out. Cysts, no cancer, which I didn't think it was anything, but I got the cysts. Can start working out. I'm going to go watch. Oh, I got to go get some fruit, I think. I don't know what I'm doing. All right, folks. Peace out. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Hasta luego. Peace out.